We may not be able to see the chickens from here. The fog is going to dictate a lot of things.
Kent Hall of the Aldo Leopold Audubon Society stared at the horizon as the first rays of the sun struggled to pierce a thick mist that covered the Buena Vista Wildlife Area. Hall was conducting a nature walk for about a dozen early risers who were trying to get a glimpse of the elusive prairie chicken. His partner in the Audubon Society, Vince High, told us what to look and listen for.
And the males come in early in the morning, right after or before sunrise, and start that blooming. And then you can hear when there's two or three of them overlapping. That's quite a good sound.
If the fog was hiding the chickens, there was no hiding the booming and cackling in the distance.
You hear a prairie chicken?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The birders scanned the flat, foggy terrain with their binoculars and scopes.
Straight across here, kind of like under the sun, back
that's
a bit.
Prairie chicken. There should be more out there.
But the elusive bird disappeared into the morning mist. Still, there was more to see. Kent pointed out an eastern meadowlark.
See those three posts? It's on the top, and you hear another one. Hear it right there?
Well, that's a meadowlark sound.
Yep.
And Vince spotted a rarer visitor, an upland sandpiper back for the summer from Argentina.
Still got his wing up, one wing up, now he lowered them both. That's probably the male that's at the top of the ridge.
They love this kind of field that has been grazed.
Up above, snipes engaged in a noisy aerobatic display, creating an eerie sound that Kent said was caused by the wind whipping through their outstretched tail feathers.
It's got its tail feathers together, but then when it spreads it out, they're very stiff, and so it makes the fluttering sound you hear when it dives.
That's why it's so ethereal and weird.
There was a message that Kent Hall tried to convey to the bird watchers on Earth Day morning. The Buena Vista grasslands were set aside to protect the threatened prairie chicken, but they do so much more by providing a vital habitat for many other birds that would otherwise have no place to go.
The grasslands are the most endangered ecosystem of all ecosystems. More grassland habitat has disappeared in North America than any other kind of habitat. That's what makes this place so special.
In fact, the thousands of acres in the Buena Vista Wildlife Area are the largest stretch of grasslands available to the public east of the Mississippi. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.